Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Will Brinson, CBS Sports, Eye on NFL blog at 11:30. The big Redskins news of Wednesday was that Jordan Reed was back on the practice field. In fact, the team was as close to full strength as it has been at any point since the start of training camp. I saw Kirk Cousins meeting with the media yesterday. He said that was the first time he had in a practice Reed, Doxson, Crowder, Pryor, all together. If you think about it, we're wondering, why doesn't this offense look good? Why are they out of sync? Why aren't they in unison yet? Well, they haven't really had all hands on deck to this point. There is still question as to whether or not Jordan Reed is going to play on Sunday against the Bengals. Jay Gruden is saying that he doesn't need to see Jordan Reed play. His point on Reed is this is a guy that has proven in the past that even without many reps or a whole lot of practice work, he could take the field and look great.
Yes.
So a lot of guys aren't that way. Jordan Reed is one of the rare few that is that way. I would like to see Jordan Reed play for a lot of reasons. I think there's a difference between being in shape and football shape, number one. I think that when you get hit, and that's a guy that takes on a lot of contact after catches because he doesn't go down easily, and normally two or three at a time or bringing him to the ground. Not only is it painful, but this is a guy that has had problems in the past where he fumbles the football, especially early in the season if you think about it. Look around the preseason over the first couple weeks at how many fumbles there were. I think there's a correlation between the first few times you get hit at NFL speed in a long time.
There's something to that.
And fumbling the football.
Something to it.
And I would predict this. If Jordan Reed does not play in the preseason, I guarantee he would fumble at some point in the first four games. That's a completely weird, anecdotal, crazy thing I can't prove, and I sound like Colin Cowherd with just saying something without any evidence to my claim, but it is a weird thing that I have noticed in the past with guys that don't play a lot.
It makes sense.
They are more likely to fumble because they're not used to the contact.
It's as good a theory as any. My priority is what gets me. I would talk to a doctor the same way that I would talk to doctors about what guys do coming back from Tommy John surgery or, you know, hand problems like Ryan Madsen, whatever the hell it is. How do I make sure he's available when it matters? If I'm told it's to play this week, then I'll play Jordan Reed this week. If I'm told it's not to play this week, then he won't. That's my first priority. If you're asking what I would like, I'm with you. I would like for him to play. I would like for him just to get a sweat, get touched a couple times, block a couple guys, maybe catch a pass, and then just go, please be safe. He's so important. He's so important. It's just a different team, different offense without him. Two guys, to me, made this offense last year go. One is DeSean Jackson for clearance space. Not necessarily production. It's the threat of DeSean Jackson is more important. The other is Jordan Reed. Demands attention. And even if you give him attention, you still can't stop him. He is a matchup nightmare. He is their best matchup 100 times out of 100. There are no linebackers that can cover him. Very few safeties can. The occasional, you know, special super hybrid player can be part of a bracket set of coverage. Jordan Reed is uncheckable. I covet on offense uncheckable monsters.
Yes.
Usually see them on the outside. The Julio Jones is the world. Bracket all you want. He's still going to make plays. Good luck with that. I covet uncheckable men. That is an uncheckable man.
Yeah, said a different way. I want guys that just are matchup problems. Someone that you can't D up one-on-one and who, frankly, just from a size and speed standpoint, you don't have someone who can defend them. A lot of times that's a plus-size tight end with wheels like Jordan Reed, or it can also be a small, shifty wide receiver who's cat quick like a Jamison Crowder. Both of those guys dominate one-on-one matchups, and it's why Kirk Cousins loves both of them. We're going to get into later in the show whether or not Jordan Reed is the most vital player on the Redskins roster. It is a case I have made in the past. I believe that he might be at this point. Now, Cousins is the most easily, I guess, refutable guy to that claim because you could say, well, when Kirk is not there, then your drop-off is to Colt McCoy, and all of a sudden you have no chance. Whereas when Jordan Reed is not there, you got Vernon Davis and Niles Paul, and you could still win games that way.
Yeah, they were okay without
Jordan
a couple times.
If you told me right now, you have to play a game this week Week one of the season is Sunday, and they're starting against the Eagles, and you have to have no Jordan Reed or no Trent Williams. I would say I'd rather have no Trent Williams. I'd rather have Ty Nsekhe at left tackle and Vernon Davis, and Jordan Reed at tight end than Vernon Davis at tight end and Trent Williams at left tackle. Because I think that their passing game goes that much through Jordan Reed. The problem with building yourself around a guy that valuable when he's as non-durable as Reed's proven to be.
Brittle, yeah.
You're talking about maybe a quarter of the year when you're not going to have him. So you have to almost have a second offense you can run without him. Here's what we do when it's 72 and sunny and Reed's on the field. And here's what we do the rest of the time that allows us to still thrive and score points and amass yards when the offense isn't going through the tight end in the same way. Davis is good. Paul is good. Reed is special.
Those other guys are regular good. You know what I mean? Like, there are a lot of shooting guards in the league that are regular good. The thing is, can you be excellent? Can you be someone that can score on anybody no matter what? Can you get yours every night? That's the difference.
There's Don't you feel like when players. Nsekhe's filled in for Trent Williams, he's done really well?
He's been fine. Now, obviously, are you better with Trent Williams? Of course you are. That's one of the best players in football, let alone just at his position. But you can be okay. You could scheme some things up in the short term. Again, over the long term, we're talking about something different. The impossibility of stopping Jordan Reed without overcommitting resources that makes everybody else much better. I argue that, you know, finding a way to get Jordan Reed and Jamison Crowder working together. I think Crowder's good, but he's made that much better because of Reed. Crowder's made that much better because of DeSean Jackson in the past. We'll see if that starts to translate. I wonder how much better guys like Josh Doctson and or Terrell Pryor are going to be because of the attention that Jordan Reed demands. Without him, it's just a different look. It relies on guys that haven't really done it consistently, I would say, to win one-on-one all the time. In theory, Josh Doctson can win one-on-one all the time. In theory, Terrell Pryor can do it a bunch. He had to do it in Cleveland. I just don't know that at this level that we hope to be at. Not the, hey, you can be pretty good on the, you know, every other week for a team that wins five games. If you want to go to where the Redskins want to go, those guys are going to have to win in games where Jordan Reed's not around because it's going to happen.
The other big Redskins news of the Wednesday that was out in Ashburn is that the team made a trade last night, acquiring a center named Lucas Crowley from the Pittsburgh Steelers in exchange for cornerback Deshaun Phillips. I like trades like this because Phillips wasn't going to make the roster. Now, Crowley probably is not either. He's 6'3", 290, initially entered the NFL as a college free agent with the Cardinals in May of 2017, signed with the Steelers on August 8th after being waived by the Cardinals, has been in multiple organizations. At one point in time, was second-team All-ACC at UNC, snapping the football to Mitchell Trubisky, who just got drafted by the Bears, 41 career contests at North Carolina. He's 22 years old, and he's undersized. I don't think he makes the roster, but I know Phillips wasn't going to. You've got more corners right now than you need. You don't have enough centers with the Spencer Long injury and suddenly a rookie with your last name starting who we didn't even know if he was going to make the roster or not when he was drafted. So why not deal from depth, bring in a center and see if the guy's any good and take a flyer. But that was the big news of yesterday on the trade front for the Redskins. More on the skin, some news and notes at 1 o'clock today. Next hour, we're going to play a little Someone Explain to Me. It's been a while. And it's one of our favorite segments. Our double play coming up just around the corner. And next, Will Brinson of CBS Sports is Eye on NFL Blog. A lot of NFL news to discuss, including a quarterback change in Jacksonville with Will on Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.